In the mail, of course, was a letter for me. I knew when I saw Greach's handwriting that it would be from the prayer group at Ringers, and that there would be cash inside. And there was. A lot of money. £1.50, 30 shillings, far more than enough to send my letter, buy a large box of soap, treat myself to my favourite toothpaste, and buy Gillette Supers instead of Blues. The game was over. The King had done it his way. It was spring 1955. My 2 years at the Missionary Training College were almost over, and I was eager to start work. Keyes had graduated the year before and was in Korea. His letters were full of the needs and opportunities there, and the director asked me if I would consider joining him. And then one morning, quietly, without fanfare, as God's turning points so often come, I picked up a magazine, and my life has never been the same since. The week before graduation, I went down into the basement of No. 10 to get my suitcase. There on top of an old cardboard box in the musty cellar was a magazine that neither I nor anyone else at the school ever remembered seeing before. How it got there I shall never know. I picked it up and flipped through it idly. It was a beautiful magazine, printed on glossy paper and bright with four-colour pictures. Most of them showed masses of marching youths parading the streets of Peking and Warsaw and Prague. Their faces were animated, their steps vigorous. The text, in English, told me that these young people were part of a worldwide organization 96 million strong. Nowhere was the word communist used, and only occasionally did the word socialist appear. The talk was all of a better world, a bright tomorrow, and then, toward the back of the magazine, there appeared an announcement of a youth festival to be held in Warsaw that coming July. Everyone was invited. Everyone? Instead of putting the magazine down, I stuck it under my arm and carried it with my suitcase back to my room. That night, with no idea where it would lead, I dropped a line to the Warsaw address mentioned in the magazine. I told them frankly that I was training to be a Christian missionary, and that I was interested in going to the youth festival to exchange ideas. I would talk about Christ, and they would talk about socialism. Would they be willing for me to come under these circumstances? I posted the letter, and back bounced an answer. Most certainly they wanted me to come. Since I was a student, reduced rates were available. A special train would be leaving from Amsterdam. My identification was enclosed. They looked forward to seeing me in Warsaw. The only person in the world I told about this trip was Uncle Hoppy. He wrote back, "Andrew, I think you should go. I'm enclosing £50 sterling for your expenses." And in that moment, just as I left Scotland to head back home for Holland, a dream began to take shape. It had flashed formlessly in and out of my thoughts since the days at Ringers, always vaporous and ill-defined, until now.